Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The topic of interest has generated a lot of debate in recent times, and one of these debates relates to the fact that what is the nature of interest which is actually forbidden? There are people who think that only commercial interest, only interest which is used for personal purposes is forbidden. As far as commercial interest is concerned, it is totally allowed. And one of the reasons they state is that in the times of the Prophet, there was no existence of commercial interest. There were no banks, and people did not borrow for their business projects. They borrowed for their personal use, and therefore only money which is acquired for one's personal use and interest is paid on it, only that interest is forbidden. Now, this is something which is absolutely erroneous. We know that interest is forbidden whether it is acquired for a personal loan or it is paid on a personal as well as a business loan. The nature of that loan does not change even if the use changes. And the reason that some of the people say that interest was forbidden or commercial interest was not forbidden in the times of the Prophet was, they think that this commercial interest was not prevalent in those times in Arabia. Now, we have very clear indications in the Quran that even in the times of the Prophet, commercial interest existed. And in those times, people used to borrow money on interest for their commercial ventures, for their business projects. And this is indicative of in many Quranic verses. And let me just quote one of these verses. It says, okay, ما آتيتم من ربا ليربو في أموال الناس فلا يربو عند الله. That which you give as loan and interest, that it may increase on other people's wealth, it has no increase with Allah. Now, this expression that it should increase on other people's wealth, it cannot be employed for loans which are taken for personal use. It can only be employed for loans which are taken on interest, of course, for business purposes, for commercial purposes. And we know that in the times of Arabia, this was very prevalent as well. People, of course, did various businesses, and in those businesses and in those trades, they would acquire money, they would borrow money on interest. Now, another very significant verse in this regard occurs in Surah Baqarah, and the words are, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَزِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. It says, and if the borrower is in difficulty, grant him respite until it is easy for him to repay. Which in other words mean that generally borrowers were not in difficulty. They were affluent people who would borrow money. And of course, the affluent people would only borrow money for business ventures, for commercial projects. They would not have borrowed for their own personal use. Now, a very subtle indication of this is present in the verse. The verse uses the word in, which of course translates is as if. And the word in is only used in Arabic for rare circumstances, for circumstances which are not normal, which are not general. So of course, if it is said that if the loan is acquired in these circumstances, when the borrower is straitened, when the borrower is poor, it only means that these circumstances are rare. In other words, in general circumstances, the borrower was not poor. He would be generally affluent. And had it been the other case, would be that the borrower was a general state of his that he was poor, then the word iza should have been used instead of in, because the word iza connotes general circumstances. It connotes situations which are general. So if the verse had been iza kana zu usratin, then of course the meaning could have been taken that the borrowers would generally be poor, they would be in straitened circumstances, and therefore respite should be given to them. So in other words, when the Quran has used the word in, this automatically shows that the borrower generally was affluent, he was rich, and had grown poor at some times, at other times. And in that case, the Quran has directed the lender to be more lenient and to give more respite and more time to the borrower. So we can say with absolute certainty that riba is forbidden, whether it is whether riba is charged on commercial loans or whether it is charged on personal loans. It is forbidden at all costs. And it is absolutely erroneous to believe that in the times of the Prophet or in the times of the revelation of the Quran, commercial interest was not prevalent. It was prevalent, and this particular fact is indicated in the Quran also, and I have pointed out to some of the verses which clearly show that commercial interest was even found in the times of the Prophet. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ